Microphone, please, for the chair, but I believe the chair is giving the floor to Ms. Nicole Amelin.
Si, Madame la Présidente, je m'associe, Monsieur.
Thank you, Madam. May I add my voice to the congratulations voice to you? We are very much looking forward to hearing your answers. We're expecting a lot. And from the outset, I'd like to dwell upon the significant progress you've made in your country by consolidating the rule of law and the rights of women in the country, which are connected, and which marked an important step in the economic and social development of your country, which you have flagged, which reminds us how important the question of women, the issue of women and where they stand in society, how much they are leaders of society, play a role in the transformative and sustainable transformation of your country. I simply would like to say that if this evolution is an example to the region, it nevertheless calls for a consolidation and acceleration on the basis of equality as a fundamental right. And as I said, the women are a transformative force for society in connection, needless to say, with the sustainable development goals. This dialogue, therefore, should be an opportunity to improve your country democratically, which is facing a number of challenges, the challenges you listed, poverty, the trafficking in persons, stereotypes, inequalities, persisting ones, but there's also the regional challenges, namely security, terrorism, global warming, and the trafficking in human beings, but also artificial intelligence, and all of these essential changes, which mean that you need to adopt strong policies. So, to dwell briefly on your major achievements, they are huge. Congratulations once again, they are huge.